This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast with Dean, Dylan, and Venus.
You're on Mad Wednesday with Dylan and Dean, and it's that time again. Let's hop in the car and head out of the city, because it's time for Country Cousins on Joy. Give it up for everyone's favourite uncle in the country, Jamie and Stephen Todd. All right, we'll get a cowboy in the country.
It's hard to keep a hoe down, that's what I'm going to say.
How are you, fine sir?
I'm great. It's very wet and cold up here. How's it down there, folks?
Oh, look, it's a little grey, but we're doing all right, you know. Weather, that's what it's
like. We've got sunny dispositions, that's all you have to worry about.
Good news.
Absolutely. Now, let's dive into what's happening all around regional Victoria. Why don't we kick off with Ballarat? What's going on with the Ballarat Scribblers? I never get this right. Scribblers?
Indeed. The Scribblers, next Thursday, the 19th of July, the Scribblers are doing just that. Come along and discover the world of writing and how to hone the craft. LGBTIQA-friendly writing group for people on 25+.
When I think of scribbling, I just think of drawing. So I was going to be, are they just doodling? But probably not.
They're doodling, they're writing, they are doing this at the Central Library in Ballarat. From 6:30 p.m. Next Thursday. Check it out.
Oh, lovely.
Now, I love brunch.
You really
what,
do.
What are Shepparton's thoughts on brunch? Do they brunch? I know you're a Shep boy.
Indeed, I am a Shepper boy, and each month we aim to have one or two events, and this month is no exception, with a brunch next Sunday at the Butter Factory Cafe.
Nice.
That sounds nice. That is there a margarine good. Factory as well?
I thought you would be concerned. I thought you would be asking about a mimosa, but no.
No, I was just wondering if there's a margarine factory.
So how does this work? There's just a lovely brunch for Golden Valley Pride at the Butter Factory Cafe?
Well, there is a little bit of history there.
The
Butter Factory is where they did used to make the butter. So it is a bit of a historical front on the building. There's a cafe there. And 10:30 a.m. next Sunday, the 22nd of July, LGBTIQ community and allies are welcome from 10:30 a.m. onwards to join us for brunch. So come along and check out the history.
Oh, fantastic. Now, I hear that the Bendigo Queer Film Festival have a little bit of a film coming through.
Indeed, they do. Everyone's probably heard of the film. It's out in cinemas now. But the Bendigo Queer Film Festival, which happens every April throughout the year, hosts fundraisers and films. So on Thursday, the 26th of July, so in a couple of weeks' time, at the Star Cinema in Bendigo, the movie Ideal Home will be showing. Have you heard about that film?
I actually saw it at the Melbourne Queer Film Festival, and it's really good. So this is definitely something that everyone should. So the 26th, did you say?
Yes, Thursday night, the 26th of July, at the Star Cinema in Bendigo.
So that film, for people that don't know, Ideal Home, is celebrity chef Erasmus and his partner Paul have a happy, self-indulgent life together, but it's turned upside down when Erasmus is confronted by the grandson he never knew he had. With the child's father in prison, they decide to take him in, which changes and challenges on both sides. This could prove a recipe for disaster. It's filled with heart and humour. It's actually a really great film.
And it's got Paul Rudd in it. So
and that's reason enough.
Like,
move
basement.
Over Ant-Man, Ideal Home. It's all about Ideal Home.
Now, I'm pretty sure Fish Creek was my nickname in high school, and the town of Fish Creek, in the heart of Gippsland, is having a bit of a guest touring. Or should I say guest?
Late August, the 25th of August, Lo Rez is on tour. Do you know who Lo Rez is?
Oh, we love Lo Rez.
We have a Lo Rezza. Is Gary
a
Lo
Rezza is a part of our show, I believe, yes.
Gary Wilson with Joy News. He'll be with the news in just over half an hour.
Awesome. So join Gaz and the crew on the 25th of August for a one-night-only concert at the Fish Creek Memorial Hall at 7:30 p.m. Once again, they will be joined on the stage by the Blokes for an evening of beautiful music and singing. In Gippsland, 7:30 p.m., 26th of August. Check it out.
If you haven't heard them before, they're absolutely wonderful. Do go to that. That's going to be a huge treat. And finally, in Ballarat, they're planning a bit of a ball, I hear.
They are an under-the-sea themed ball,
I reckon that all costumes of Ariel will be sold out that weekend.
Yeah.
I reckon so. And this is part of Ballarat's Frolic Festival, so it's good to plan ahead because they've got a whole week of events, and this is just one of them in the second week of November. The under-the-sea ball is proud to be part of the third year Ballarat Frolic Festival. And, of course, with the theme as it is, dress up, light snacks and an awards ceremony will be part of the very entertaining evening with lots of dancing and fun. Book now. Early bird tickets are available.
May as well. That's absolutely great. Now, all the details of these events, you're going to be able to find them if you jump onto the Book Face and go to Country Cousins on Joy and check that out, because all the details will be there, won't they?
They sure will, and I'll bring you a whole lot more next week, folks. Thanks for today.
We can't wait.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.